When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Welcome to Revived Devos. Today's Devo is by John Sung. The church is troubled by many pharisaical gossipers. Not only are they deaf, they're also dumb, though they like to gossip behind your back. But I speak to you in the open. What preachers are they who indulge in backbiting? Jesus says, "Woe to these people." The Pharisees are good at reading scriptures too. They fast twice a week, they kneel by the roadside to pray. They have an outward show, but in their hearts, they're hypocrites. Pharisees are numbered among university students who are beyond the reach of the country folk. With their knowledge, they have become Pharisees. Verse 7, "Moreover, these Pharisees, being full of sins, are not born again. They preach without experiencing what they preach. They preach the doctrines of men, and many are the followers of their style of preaching. Before this, I was also like them. I preached from notes gathered here and there, and what I spoke about I had never experienced, although men applauded my learning. While I prepared my sermons, I still had doubts about the Bible. I only repeated what I had learned from teachers." The Pharisees had their genealogies, repeating after the words of men for their sermons. Were they not dumb? Not born again, how could they bring others to the new birth? Many would not believe in heaven and hell because they had not seen them. One year's stay in the United States could change one to disregard God's word for man's word.